No, I have to hurry up and get my old combines ready a little faster than I thought I would. That crop was seeded April 29th, 30th, and has been pushed along by high temperatures, and especially a week or so ago, and a lack of rain, unfortunately. So not the best crop. There are some other mustard fields, I think, that will be a little bit better than those, but the first of them won't be too far away. I think maybe a week or even maybe 10 days, and we'll be into it.
When we spoke in the spring, you had just received a rain. Are you in one of those pockets where it didn't rain a heck of a lot after that, or...?
We sort of was on a just enough rain to keep things good and hopeful, but then July hit and rain has been hard to come from. Just a few tenths here and there, and you'd hear about other good rains going elsewhere, you know, an inch or inch and a quarter or something like that, and we'd get three or four, maybe five tenths a few times, and it really wasn't enough to sustain real good crop conditions. It varies depending upon whether the crop was seeded early or late or exactly what shower it might have been under. So there's a great deal of variability, and some of the crops look reasonable. Some of them are obviously struggling, and it changes every few miles in that neck of the woods. So it's not consistent even within a fairly small region.
The crop, though, is much better than last year, but it's far short of a normal yield.
It's hard to be as bad as last year. I think we're to the stage now where no matter what happens, we're going to get something of a crop, maybe in many cases a below average crop. I talked to a producer from around Assiniboia, a longtime grower there, and he said that 2021 was his worst crop, but 2022 will be the second worst crop. Now, I'm not sure we're to that stage where I farm at Kibri, but it is a bit disappointing. In 2021, no matter where you went, people were complaining about bad crops. This year is different. You can talk to people and drive to areas that have really good crops, so not everybody's in the same boat.
I didn't see you at Ag in Motion, but our good friend Jack Dawes did, so I know you talked to a lot of producers at Ag in Motion. I'm sure you got a better sense of what crops were like outside of your area and other parts of the province. And, I mean, just driving around, in some areas, they're looking pretty good.
Before Ag in Motion, I spent a fair bit of time at Country Thunder at Craven and talked to a number of producers there. So you get the full gamut from, oh man, we didn't get everything seeded or we seeded late, to the crop is looking really great, we just hope the hail stays away, to, oh yeah, a good average crop, to, oh no, we're in a drier region. But that drier region tends to be the western or west central part of Saskatchewan and into the southwest, where you'll find the biggest complaints, I think.